creating a hospital. The second objective, which of course sounds much easier than done, because the most important part of that is not putting a building, a construction together, but it's building the best team that you could ever want to create. And the third is a JCI accreditation. Well, a JCI accreditation for hospital is no simple task either. However, none of us really realized what that last objective really meant. So, on my first day of work, on the 1st of March, 2012, the then temporary director of IMSAM passed me the key to my office, gave me a master key to the whole building. Furthermore, he gave me a stack of papers. Most of them were bills which had to be paid, and told me, good luck. That was my introduction to reality. One of the first things that had to take place was to come to an arrangement with the AZV, then under guardianship of Mr. Anku Ringling, and try to convince him that the agreement that was signed between IMSAM and Baptist would benefit Aruba greatly, and that we should invest in making this agreement work. I personally met Mr. Dick Sujet, for especially in the beginning days, he took me by the hand and went with me to the AZV to explain and defend our cause and our case, and to make it known that this was something that had to be taken care of. It was not something that was taken lightly by the AZV. They were obviously surprised about this, but after many deliberations, they decided to go ahead and pay for this agreement. I think one of their wisest decisions that they made in a long time. Shortly thereafter, a construction team of Baptist Health International was established to help IMSAM develop a master plan for the renovation and expansion of the existing facility. The very first project we undertook, together with Baptist Health International, was the acquisition of the then Posada Dialysis Clinic, belonging to my dear friend, Mr. Fred Wappenaar, may he rest in peace, and the construction of our own dialysis clinic consisting of 18 stations with a separate reverse osmosis unit to supply all of these stations. From that moment on, it was obvious that everything that we were going to renovate, construct, improve, would also happen according to these very high JCI standards. Our design and construction team, under leadership of Baptist Health International, first with Mr. Javier Ordieres, good friend, a dear friend, as the lead architect, designed and put together a program for construction that provided us with the necessary financial cost. We made use of specialists to be able to put together a purchasing list of medical equipment and whatever else was necessary to equip a full-fledged hospital. The hardest part was yet to come. We had to convince the AZV that they should purchase the services that we were going to provide for their clients participating in the AZV program. IMSAM engaged Mr. Rutgerboom, thank you for being here today, my friend, to contribute to create a business plan for our project in which we could prove the feasibility and sustainability of a renovation and expansion of IMSAM according to our master plan. I cannot recall, nor do I wish to, how often after meetings with the AZV, when we thought that we had finally complied with all their questions, they sent us packing again and again with more questions that could have been directed to us in previous meetings so that we would have come with all the answers at one time. All of this took place between 2012 and 2016. 4 years passed, and it seemed nothing had happened. In the end, we were able to get their approval to go ahead with obtaining financing for a master plan of IMSA. In 2013, Dr. Alex Schwengel became the new Minister of Public Health. This colleague did not really share the vision for the development of IMSAM as we did. So despite all this, we did make minor progress, however, and it took a very long and slow time. In 2015, we were joined by Mrs. Ana Tamargo as our project leader from Baptist Health International. And she has been a source of inspiration, support, and drive, not only to myself, but to every other member of our IMSAM team that she ever came in contact with. We all thank Anna from the bottom of our hearts for everything that she has done for us, and that she has become a member of IMSAM family. And as a matter of fact, I consider her a member of my personal family. All of us here at IMSAM are also grateful to Mr. Giovanni Pitanella for putting together a consortium of bankers that were willing to finance this program. It was the CMB, the RBC, the Banco di Caribe, and ENIA. And I am most grateful to all of you for all your confidence that you have put in us all this time already, and for all your partnership that you will still provide with us in the coming years. In 2017, the new Minister of Public Health, Mr. Dangi Odibert, immediately saw the benefits of executing this master plan for not only healthcare in St. Nicholas and the direct neighborhood, but for the entire island. And he gave us his blessings and full cooperation to proceed with getting to tender this project. Since our very first meeting, His Excellency Mr. Dangiom Odibert has always been extremely supportive of all our projects and has given us all possibilities to grow and improve healthcare provisions at IMSAM. There are no words from our side that can express how grateful we are to him for everything he has done for IMSAM. And I think the whole St. Nicholas community agrees with us. And thank you once again for being with us today to help us celebrate this major achievement.